On the feast of St. Clair, well, I think we should say something about St. Clair. We know she was the spiritual daughter of St. Francis of Assisi. She was the foundress of the Poor Clares. She lived a very short life. She was canonized almost immediately after she died, and has ever since been the model of what contemplative life should be. St. Clair was attracted to the Franciscan way of life mainly because of her great love for poverty. Remember, both Francis and Clair lived in the early 13th century when the Western world had just begun to enter into what we call the Industrial Revolution. Some historians would say that it was at this time in European history that money, as we now know it, came into use. People began to accumulate money, and in our modern sense, started to get rich. In the 700 years since St. Clair, the Western world has gone very far in its not merely use of money, but frankly, worship of wealth. We might then say that God raised St. Clair in order to lead the world in the practice of poverty. Just as not much later, St. Thomas Aquinas would be raised by the Church to teach the world not to worship the mind. A great intellect who was very humble in his intelligence. So Francis and Clair were raised by God to teach the world not to worship money. St. Clair is best remembered for her insistence on the strictest kind of poverty. So strict, in fact, that many Franciscans, that is, the men religious, found it too hard. And sometime after St. Clair's death, not a few poor Clares found her poverty too hard. With typical firmness of will, she got a privilege from the Pope that her own followers should never mitigate their poverty. And while by now in seven centuries, you've got all kinds of Franciscan interpretation of poverty. Both the unmitigated poor Clares, and not all poor Clares are unmitigated, but the strict poor Clares not only practice a poverty of dependence, not only a poverty of sharing, not only a poverty of individual dispossession, where the individual owns nothing, but a poverty of dispossession of the community. It is the strictest poverty in the Catholic Church. handle their credits, the true followers of St. Clair, till this day. Own nothing, live on alms, and are completely dependent on charity. That's the first and biggest lesson of St. Clair. Clair also had a great devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. We all remember how on one occasion with the Blessed Sacrament, she put to flight the Moors who were besieging the town and threatened the convent. St. Clair had a great devotion, and that was the 13th century, to the sacrament of penance to be frequently received. And the Pope, in hearing her dying confession, before she went to confession, said, "I wish I had as little need of it as you do." Then he dismissed the bystanders and gave her absolution. In today's world, when so many are worshiping money, we need the example and the intercession of St. Clair. And especially among religious, there are 100 problems in religious communities today. I know of none that is more fundamental than that so many communities have lost their spirit of poverty. So too, she is a model for us to admire and imitate in devotion to the real presence reserved on the altar. And not remarkably, her devotion to the sacrament of penance for a person who was so concerned to keep out of sin is surely something we should not only admire, but also imitate. St. Clair, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.